My guest at this time is California Republican Congressman Tom McClintock. He represents the Golden State's 4th Congressional District and is a member of the House Budget Committee. Just yesterday, the committee heard testimony from Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke, and during the questions, especially from the Democratic members, Mr. Bernanke was peppered about a specific idea coming from several House Republicans and sponsored by Congressman McClintock, and that's the Full Faith and Credit Act, which would basically allow the government to make sure that we don't default on our debt obligations, but at the same time not necessarily go forward with raising the debt ceiling when it's expected to be needed here in the next few weeks. And Congressman McClintock is here now to explain exactly what this legislation would do and how he responds to some of those concerns on the Democratic side. And, sir, it's great to have you with us again.
Well, great. Thanks for having me. And you've explained it very well. That's exactly what it does. It says that the first call on all revenues must be to service the debt and protect the full faith and credit of the United States. It's not a new idea. Many states have provisions in their constitutions right now doing exactly the same thing. California, for example, has a provision that assures first call on state revenues for debt service, which is why people keep loaning California money, despite the fact it's a worse credit risk these days than Lindsay Lohan.
In terms of the path forward here, what is the timetable for when a decision is going to be made on the debt ceiling, and what's been your reaction to the message from the Republican leadership at this time that they seem at least more likely to go ahead with raising the debt ceiling, albeit with some spending concessions?
This measure does not directly address the debt ceiling, and it particularly doesn't address what is driving all of this, which is reckless and outrageously unprecedented spending. What this does is simply assure that every time we approach the debt limit, the full faith and credit of the United States government is not jeopardized. With respect to what we're going to have to do with the debt limit, I'd be prepared to support an incremental increase, provided that it's accompanied by measures to seriously reduce federal spending. That's driving the whole problem. It's just too much spending.
In terms of the Democratic opposition, then, if it's this bill's not directly related to what to do with the debt ceiling, why do you think they're so concerned about it?
Because it takes away the argument that they're using that the debt limit has got to be increased come hell or high water, because if it's not increased, the full faith and credit of the United States government will collapse. What this does is says, no, we've got plenty of revenues coming in to service the debt as long as they're given priority, as many states already do.
Given the timetable, do you expect this to be moving forward? What's your best estimation on that?
I don't know. I suspect if it moves forward, it will probably be as a part of the concurrent resolution to fund the federal government through the end of the year, or possibly as an ancillary issue to the vote on increasing the debt limit, which will could come as early as the first week in April.
You mentioned the situation that the states have faced, and obviously a lot of them have balanced budget requirements, and so they've dealt with this type of thing before. What about on the federal level? We're obviously looking at major historic record levels of debt and deficits right now. Have we ever had to implement what you're proposing on the federal level before?
No, because we've never had this level of peacetime debt before. But it would protect the full faith and credit of the United States and take that off the table every time some politician wants to spend beyond our means. All it says is essentially that if you're living off your credit cards, you damn well better make sure you pay your credit card bill first, or otherwise nobody gets paid.
You mentioned, sir, in relation to the debt limit, that you'd want to see some major spending concessions from the other side and even written into law. What specifically would be acceptable and what wouldn't be far enough?
There has to be a credible plan adopted in conjunction with the concurrent resolution and in conjunction with the debt limit vote that brings our spending back under control. This whole debate between tax increases or deficits misses the entire point. Taxes and deficits are not the principal problem. Taxes and deficits are a symptom of the problem. Taxes and deficits are the only two ways that government can use to finance spending. The problem is we are spending too much, and it is bringing our country to the brink of bankruptcy.
And I'm trying to see what the downside is here, and I'm sure you don't really see a downside here, but I'm trying to figure out why Democrats can make an argument against this when basically this doesn't, as you mentioned, deal with the debate over the debt ceiling. Just if the debt ceiling isn't raised, we don't default on our credit ratings.
Well, as I'm sure you've noticed, they love to spend other people's money. And when they run out of other people's money, they love to borrow other people's money. And the increasing the debt limit then becomes part and parcel to their plans. The strongest argument that they have for raising, in fact, the only good argument for raising the debt limit is to protect the full faith and credit of the United States. This measure takes that issue off the table and says, regardless of what happens with the debt limit, the full faith and credit of the United States will be protected. That's why they don't like it. By the way, their argument is, oh, well, this allows China to be paid before elderly people on Social Security and troops in the field. And my point to that is, wait a second, without the full faith and credit of the United States, nobody gets paid.
Do you get a sense that our credit rating is in serious danger?
Well, of course it is. Even with this measure, it will be in serious danger. Again, if you want to know what path we're on, just look at California. Yes, it does have that provision in its state constitution, and that provision is allowing it to maintain access to the credit market despite absolutely horrific fiscal management. But even with such a provision, there comes a time when the deficit builds to a large enough level where the credit market simply backs off and nobody's willing to loan you money. It's the same as an individual or a business that simply gets itself in too far over its head. The United States has additional room that that California no longer has, but they're now starting to have difficulty selling their debt. Once that happens, there will be a fearsome day of reckoning. And, of course, that then affects, you know, people say, well, the government shouldn't be borrowing money anyway. And largely I agree with that. But there are times when it has to. If it wasn't for the full faith and credit of the United States government, we would not have been able to make the Louisiana Purchase, which doubled the land area of the United States. Without the full faith and credit of the government, we would not have been able to finance our defense in every war from the War of 1812 to the World War II. So there are times when a nation's credit is a lifeline, and we do have to protect that. And it is being seriously undermined by spending that is so completely out of skew with revenues that it's calling into question the fiscal solvency of the United States government. We just reached that point a few years further down the line. There is no substitute for dramatic reductions in spending and dramatic reductions now. We are out of time.
But with considerable opposition to raising the debt ceiling, and obviously I would guess Democratic opposition to your legislation, and with Democrats controlling the Senate, are we looking at a game of political chicken here?
Well, the problem with playing a game of political chicken here is that when you're playing a game of political chicken with the American people will win, and that's what the Democrats are doing.
We'll certainly be watching it. The clock is definitely ticking. Congressman, thank you very much for your time today.
My pleasure, Greg. Thanks for having me.
California Republican Congressman Tom McClintock represents his state's 4th Congressional District. He's a member of the House Budget Committee, and he's the sponsor of H.R. 421, the Full Faith and Credit Act. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.